US intelligence whistleblower Edward Snowden has received temporary asylum in Russia for 1 year. Well, CRI's Mark Kavigli has more.
Snowden's lawyer, Anatoly Kucherena, says he has moved to a safe place, though his whereabouts remain a mystery.
Regarding his place of residence, he will choose it himself. He can live both at a hotel and at a rented flat. But because he's now the most persecuted man on earth, he will take into account the security aspects as well.
Kucherena says the documents allow Snowden to move freely within Russia. The lawyer says Snowden is capable of finding a job in Russia.
I've gotten letters from people, from citizens who say they would hire him with pleasure. There's not going to be a problem here. He needs to work. He's not a rich person, and the money he had he spent on food in the transit zone. Of course he knows that going forward, he has to work in order to live.
The Russian Federal Migrant Service has confirmed the temporary asylum. Meantime, the U.S. government says it is extremely disappointed. White House spokesman Jay Carney says Washington is evaluating the scheduled presidential summit in September. The U.S. government has revoked the passport of the 30-year-old former American spy agency contractor. Snowden has been charged with espionage, theft, and unauthorized communication of national defense and intelligence information. He angered the U.S. government in early June by disclosing secret phone and internet surveillance programs of the U.S. National Security Agency. But at the same time, Jay Carney says the U.S. and Russia have a relationship that is based on realism, and the two sides have a wide range of common interests. For CRI, I'm Mark Kavigli.